Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Test 1, 2. Hey. It's Vincent the motherfucking Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Free Ball Friday, January 18, 2013. Once again, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's Free Ball Friday. Of course, you're not allowed to wear any underpants. Today is kind of an odd Free Ball Friday for me. Earlier during the week, I had some time off, was really bored, and I did a little manscaping, if you know what I mean. Now, I'm a hairy guy, okay? I'm Italian, Irish. Very hairy, okay? I'm like fucking Chewbacca, all right? Covered in hair. So I just was bored and thought, hey, why not do a little manscaping down there? And I got to tell you, it makes Free Ball Friday a whole new experience. Wow. And I pity anybody that has to see me naked, though, because it's kind of disgusting. Just imagine, like, a Sasquatch with a naked patch right around his genitalia. That's basically what I look like now, naked. So, yeah, I'm dealing with kind of, well, I dealt with some razor burn and other stuff. I also This might be a little bit too much information, but I don't give a fuck. I love you people. I also cut my scrotum. You ever done that while you're manscaping? Slice your scrotum? Not fun. Not fun at all. I don't think I'm going to be doing any manscaping anytime soon. That's serious business down there. It's more serious than the internet down there. You gotta be careful. Oh my God. But, hey, I was bored. Did something constructive. And now my Free Ball Friday experience is all the more amazing. Tonight on the show, it's open lines. We can talk about anything and everything. I had some special guests throughout the week this week. It was a fun week of doing shows. Had a good time last night with Boots Riley and On Sicko and Leo. Listening to some of the new Coup record and chopping it up. It was good times. I see Von Rage in the chat room. Thank you, Von Rage, again for co-hosting with me earlier this week. We had a great time talking smack, and we were talking about depression and stuff. That was a weird show. It was fun, though. Played a bunch of Primus. I'm always stoked when I find another Primus fan. I noticed earlier today, Robotic Chaotic was quoting Primus songs. So, yeah. Anyway, here's a song that explains to you all there is to know about Free Ball Friday, okay? You listen to this song, and you will understand the meaning of Free Ball Friday. I'll be right back. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. Looks passed her by, oh.
something look like nothing. Forget to bury.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
All right, penetrating deep into the inner bowels of the internet. With you, I'm VITB, a.k.a. Vince in the Bay. We're going to do this for 2 hours here, less than 2 hours now. Heard a little Friday's Child by Nancy Sinatra there. I want to give big ups to people who are tweeting me during the broadcast. Lauren Becker, Ms. Becker. I don't even know what she's talking to me about, but... One Nodis, thank you, One Nodis, for tweeting out the show. Appreciate that. Big ups to Crush Zone, who hates my show. I retweeted that he said "fuck that shit" when to One Nodis, who was tweeting the show. It's cool. Everybody needs haters. If I didn't have haters, how would I know I'm doing anything right? Speaking of haters, Brooks Bain tweeted me. What up, Brooks Bain? If you're listening to the show, appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for the tweet. He tweeted me, Jerry was a race car driver. Yeah, that's one of my, you know, signature Primus song. I don't know if he's listening to me talk about Primus or he saw me tweeting talking about Primus, but that's cool that you like Primus too, Brooks Bain. Hey, Brooks Bain, if you're listening, how about try unblocking me, okay? And that way I can tweet back, cool, you like Primus too. It's all about finding common ground. I don't even know why Brooks Bain blocked me. I find Brooks Bain to be one of the most entertaining individuals on Twitter. And, so who else we got on here? Von Rage, Anon Sicko. Who is this? Transhuman. You're on non-news tweeted out the show. Run on. And that's about it. Feel free to tweet out the show. It's real easy to do. There's a little button right there under the slideshow. You just go ahead and click that and tweet out to all your followers to come and hang out. It's 2 hours, open lines, whatever's on your mind. I'm here for you. This is basically an open platform. Just a few agenda items here. Trading cards, Twitter trading cards. What is the fucking deal with this shit? Everybody's doing it now. It was funny at first. when Black Ninja was doing it and Shadow was doing it. And now everybody's doing it. Like, I almost feel guilty for not doing my own set of cards. But that's not going to happen. There's not going to be, that's in the bay, trading cards. But I do appreciate the humor in the cards that were created about me, though. I do appreciate that. Nice effort. But yeah, I think the trading, I'm kind of getting a little worn out with the trading card thing. But whatever, what do I know? 347-826-7667 is the number. I believe I'm joined by Anand Sicko right now. What's up, Sicko?
Not much. Just apparently getting over my arrest today. According to the internet, I was arrested for being a pedo today. So, you know, I'm just trying to relax after
that. I hate when that happens.
Oh, dude. I think it was the Ambien. I think I took some Ambien last night. You know, it makes you do things in your sleep that you don't remember. So I think that's probably what happened. I got sleep arrested.
Yeah. That happens with me with the clonazepam. You know, pop a couple of those. You know, have a restless night, pop a couple of those, and suddenly, you know, you're waking up at 9 o'clock at night saying, who am I?
Right. Or you're in a jail cell because you're a pedo.
Right, which is the equivalent.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, I'm starting to get a flow of tweets now. It looks like Brooks Bane unblocked me. So shout out. Oh, no, God damn it. Brooks Bane, I don't know how long you've listened to my show, but I'm trying to make the transition from using shout-outs, just like I think the Twitter trading cards have jumped the shark. I think the term shout-outs has seriously jumped the shark. So in the interim, I'm going with big ups as a replacement. I know it's not perfect, and not everybody likes it, but it's an alternative for now. So big ups to Brooks Bane for unblocking me and listening. And oh, DB Koopa wants a shout out. What the fuck? You just tricked me into giving a shout out. That's what these pirates, these anonymous pirates do.
He just got hacked, bro.
He has life hacked me, man. Okay, first time listening, Brooks Bane. Welcome to the show. This is the Friday night free-for-all, pretty much. It's just open lines. Anything goes. We can talk about whatever. It can be interactive. You know, if there's a serious subject matter you want to bring up and you want to air it out here, here's your spot to do it. Man, we've had a fucking crazy ass week on this show. Sicko, you've been here with me the whole time, man. I appreciate it. It was quite an adventure this week.
Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting week. I was pretty stoked that Booth called in, or you ended up calling Booth, but I was pretty stoked that he was on the show last night. That might be the biggest guest I think you've had, at least since I've been listening. Well, other than me, of course.
Well, I've had some pretty big guests. He's definitely up there, no doubt about it. And that was a good, solid interview too. He was great. In retrospect, I went back through my DMs. I think he was just expecting me to just call him, and I didn't realize that the whole time. Like, I was tweeting him the number and shit. And, so that was totally my bad. I should have called him, like, right at the beginning of the show. I'm part retarded. This is a one-man show here, folks. But it was cool. We did a nice little vamping, we sort of did sort of built it up a little bit with Leo and you and I and just kind of bullshitting about it, vamping. And then he came on. He was on for a nice, solid amount of time. I was disappointed more people didn't call in to ask him shit, though.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask him some more questions and stuff like that, but I was kind of I didn't want to bombard him with a bunch of political.
No, 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 and he was busy too, dude. That guy's a busy dude, man. I've worked with him before. He's he's got 100 things going on at once, and he's easily distracted. But that was cool. We got to even talk to the filmmaker that he's working with on his movie. That's so fucking awesome, man. We just got the inside scoop right there.
Yeah. Fucking that right there could give you a little bit of credibility as an actual journalist.
What are you talking about, dude? That's not the first time I've had an epic East Bay hip hop artist on my show. Have you listened to my feature show? My featured show is with A+ from Hieroglyphics.
So you did get the scoop this time, is what I'm saying. You got the insider information.
Yeah, I did. Before the show, I did some show prep and research and saw other interviews with him. And yeah, we definitely brought out some stuff that were not contained in these other interviews. But that was fun. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get more artists on. To be honest, I know a shit ton of fucking artists, dude. I used to do videography for bands, and I made so many connections through that. I mean, I could seriously, if I really put my mind to it, I could get some kick ass guests. But it's a lot of work to get. First of all, to pin these people down, and you know it's not like they're going on fucking Fox News. They're not going to get a fat paycheck,
right?
But I'd like to think I have a devout enough listenership that might be attracted to some of these people getting some more word of mouth, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, word of mouth obviously is the best kind of advertising that you can do for any project out there. With something like this, especially somebody like Boots, who Boots has a pretty good understanding of the power of social media, having been in the Occupy movement. And like he said, you know, he's seen me around on Twitter and stuff, so he's got a pretty good understanding of the power of social media. Somebody like him probably recognizes what it could do to help them in terms of popularity or record sales or ticket sales or whatever, just to simply become reach out to the online community like that, and all that shit's free. You know, you're providing a platform for somebody to come on and potentially, you know, further down, you know, in a week, if they say you brought some new artist on, you know, who had this new song out, you know, he could come talk to you, and in a week he could have, you know, thousands more, you know, hits on his song than he would have ever gotten coming on your show, if he didn't come on your show. So, I mean, I think you could perform a valuable service to these guys.
No doubt. Yeah, especially the more fringe, Boots is kind of all over the place. He's not the most organized dude. But honestly, other artists could, you know, easily take the link to that interview and throw it up and embed it on their home webpage, and it's just like bonus, like for like hardcore fans, they're gonna stumble, you know, there's gonna be some coup fans out there that didn't even know this happened, and they're gonna Google this sometime and just shit their pants.
Right.
Like I just shit mine. Dude, did I tell you I manscaped?
No, you told the whole world you manscaped. You didn't tell me.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about you manscaping? I don't have a particular feeling about it one way or another. It's kind of your business, I guess. You want to manscape?
Are you pro manscaping or con? You're more of a hippie, right? You just let it flow, right? You're like 1970s porn style, right?
Yeah. I've got the second biggest man bush in Texas. So,
right on. 347-826-7667 is the number. We don't have to talk about manscaping, whether you're pro or con. There's no judgments here. But I'm kind of liking it though with the free boom though. I feel lighter. Yeah, I just feel a little bit looser, a little bit, you know, more comfortable. It's nice. It's nice. Crush Zone says via Twitter, Vince in the Bay is gay. I fucking know it. Maybe I'll tune in. Is it any fucking good tonight? Dude, that's so subjective, bro. This is art right here, man. That's art known as Freeball Friday. And you get bonus points. If you're into all that fucking Twitter card shit, you get bonus points if you get a card with Vince's shaved balls. I love it. Dead air. 347-826-7667. I appreciate everybody tweeting me out. Any people tweeting, feel free to call in. We got an hour and a half to vamp here. Or we can just like play music and shit. I don't know. Last night was kind of more regimented, and I just want to like let loose and go crazy tonight. So
I meant to send you some Flowbot music the other day.
Oh God! You know what? I heard a cool thing that I think it was My Ginger Ninja tweeted out was this. Oh man, well, I forgot the band. Fuck, I gotta find it. Anyway, that's cool that Yan retweeted the show. Appreciate that. DB Koopa, you should call it, man. Tell us what's going on with you, dude. Aren't you Woman Voter says, Vince in the Bay, interview Jim Warren about the early years of computers, free speech, and hacking. Jim Warren. Okay, yeah. If you know him, tell him to call in. I have no idea who that guy is. But big ups to him for being on Wikipedia and looking pretty happy on whatever island or coastal paradise he's living at. It was from Oakland, California. Bay Area guy. Bigger than God, Yanks, but hey, bigger than God, what the hell are you even doing here, dude? Bigger than God blocked me on Twitter, dude. How is that? That totally means I beat a troll. A self-avowed troll. I mean, he even says it in his fucking account. I am a troll. He blocked me, dude. I think that means I win.
I have to give it to you.
Game over. VITB wins.
When a troll blocks you, that does mean you win. Now, I'm not commenting on this specific instance. I don't know. I'm just saying, in any generic situation, when a troll blocks you, you win.
He's calling me a fucking moron. You know what? No, I don't hate bacon. See, that's what people don't get. You really misunderstand me. This is like the left-wing media totally sensationalizing shit. I don't hate bacon. I love bacon. I think it tastes great. It's crunchy. It's, you know, tasty, whatever. It tastes great. I used to eat it all the time. But I believe the internet is being manipulated by the bacon industrial complex, though. Because you notice how everybody is pro-bacon on the internet? Like, I seriously was ostracized by the ninjas because I was, you know, I appeared to be anti-bacon. I just don't like the fetishizing of bacon and the bacon meme. I just don't get it. I think there's other things you can fetishize more than bacon. Bigger than God is pro fucking me in the ass right now. You know what? Maybe you need a little time out there, bigger than God. 2 minutes, bigger than God. 2 minutes for talking smack to the host. And also being a failed troll because you blocked me on Twitter, because I must have reverse trolled you and didn't even know it. Was that sicko? Were you going to say something?
I just typed it anyway. I said you have your big boy pants on today.
I don't even know what that means. I do have big boy. I do have. I actually am wearing some khakis. It's kind of big boy pants, right? I'm business casual. Business casual this tonight, for Free Ball Friday. Bacon is overrated. Yes, I agree. Niggers in paradise. I always say paradise. Niggers in Paris. I love that Niggers in Paris agrees with me because. He's a very, very influential person on the internet. So if somebody of his caliber can grasp the concept of bacon not being cool as a meme, I think a lot of us, there's hope for a lot of you other people out there listening.
Yeah, that's why I love you, baby. Mine says bacon's fucking delicious, and if you don't like it, you're gay. That's an exact quote.
Yeah, but it's not good for you, and it will kill you. You should not encourage it. You know why? You know why you should not encourage bacon? Because people like Shadow DXS are gonna, you know, very young, impressionable kid. He's gonna think, oh, bacon's cool. I can just get fatter and fatter, and it'll be okay. And he's going to die, you know, of a heart attack by the time he's like 32. That's not bacon isn't going to be such a cool meme then, is it?
Here it says that you blocked him, but I I'm completely impartial in this argument here, but I'm pretty sure that you blocked him after he blocked you. I think I remember you commenting on your show that he had you blocked, so you were going to block him.
Who are you talking about?
You just tweeted that you have him blocked.
You're talking about Bigger Than God?
Yeah.
He blocked me, so then I blocked him. I counter-blocked him.
Yeah. Y'all have each other blocked, so I'm just trying to relay this message and kind of mediate between the two. I can't.
He's dead to me. It doesn't even bother me. He lost when he blocked me. I don't know. ReaperSec doesn't come around anymore. I don't get it. They just announced me. I don't know. Forgot about me. It's fine. 347-826-7667. CyberRat69 says, I am new to your show. Fantastic. Keep up the good work. Soul Butter says, let's talk about what kind of woman your listeners are into. What kind of woman your listeners are into? I don't know. Listeners, what kind of women are you into? That was tweeted from Soul Butter.
I have to puke rainbows.
Oh, okay. So I intercepted a message. It says, Nightmare Fuel says, I'm going to ensure that Vince in the Bay gets fucked in the ass by a horse pig. That sounds like a threat. Should I also report?
You should file like 3 reports for that.
I should Basco it, huh?
Yeah, that definitely sounded like a
Basco-ing
a bull.
I'll probably Basco his ass. Catty Idiot in the house says, that sounds like a pay-per-view begging to be produced. No, that would be a very short pay-per-view. Bigger Than God is now back live, unmuted, in the chat room. Go ahead. You can insult me here instead of on Twitter. But, yeah, this is cool, all these new listeners. I guess I should thank Yan for that.
Yeah, I feel like we should actually be putting on some kind of a good show.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. You guys should have listened to, like, the last three shows. Tonight's
right.
Just open lines, whatever's on your mind. It don't matter. I'd love to have some ladies calling, though. I want to ultimately have a show that's just ladies' night. You know what I mean? And it's just ladies. Kind of like you tried to do that sexy fox thing one time.
There are no girls on the internet, so I don't know if you have that many female viewers.
Listeners, nobody watches me. They listen to me.
They view your chat room.
And they listen to my soothing voice.
Not all the time. Sometimes it's just
your chat room. Yeah, I know people mute my show. They just come here to chat. I get it.
No. Well, it's not that we mute your show. Sometimes you get so into the chat that you stop hearing what you're saying.
Right.
And you just kind of tune out the show for an hour and a half or so. It's not that we're turning you down. I would never turn you down. That would just be rude.
I have to address something on Twitter. Glenn type guy, Canadian Glenn, says, don't say Basco, man. It's shit karma. You want first-time callers? Yes, I do want first-time callers. You're right. I broke the rule. Yeah, we don't say that name on the show. We refer to her as she whose name we shall not say. My bad. Thank you for the correction there. Glenn type guy. Sorry, what were you saying, Seko?
Nothing. But Catty Idiot said when Vince gets mesmerized by the chat, Catty, Vince never looks at the chat room of his show. Like it's a pretty rare thing that Vince responds to the chat room.
Wait, when Vince gets mesmerized by chat, sign that he's got excellent drugs. Oh, man. No, it just means I have good... I'm well caffeinated and well hydrated. All I do is drink coffee and drink water and go pee. That's why I play songs all the time, because I have to go pee all the, like every 10 minutes. My bladder's like not here tonight.
Well, it's because you're old.
Yeah. The old bladder, the old prostate, she's pretty worn out.
Balls to you!
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, the only thing you've missed tonight is I admitted that I shaved my balls, all right, and my pubes. So just to get you up to speed, if you're just joining us, that's where we're at. Nothing of any substance has transpired other than that so far tonight. So feel free to join in. Contribute to the cause here. Again, it's open lines. We can talk about anything and everything. Sicko, oh my God. Are you not tired of these Twitter trading cards now?
No, not really. I haven't been on Twitter today. So.
Oh my God.
Not really.
Do you know how many goddamn Twitter trading cards are out there?
Hundreds, I'm sure. Paul, it's a meme, bro. It's a meme.
It's over 9,000.
It's them trading. The trading cards are no different than somebody taking some meme template and filling in their own words, and people doing it 10,000 times. Same shit.
Yeah. Now Anonymous is taking the cards and. Like, they're not even making their own new cards. They're just taking Black Ninja's cards and, like, photoshopping over some more shit on top of it. It's, like, so low budget. What is up with you people? Is this what it's come to? We just sit around all day and make up cards of people on the internet? God damn. There are people dying on the street. We have schools to defend. We need to fortify these classrooms so these kids can study and learn and not be shot dead.
Well, I don't know if that's true, Vince. And I tried to. It's funny that you brought that up, because every time we start talking about that subject, I want to ask everybody who's on here, like, it's usually like City of Flint or Mr. Flintstone or something for the past couple of days. I want to ask them what their ideas were to actually defend schools, because you can't just throw a bunch of cops into a school and expect that the school is going to be. Is going to. Sorry, I dropped my phone. You can't just throw a bunch of cops into a school and expect that a school is going to be safe. That has an impact on the students. Like, they start feeling like they're going to school in a prison and shit like that. So there has to be some kind of medium ground there. You know what I mean? Plus, it didn't stop anything, anyways. I saw dozens of pistols inside of my school, trying to fight through security. Or even though you had to fight through security and metal detectors and shit to get inside. I saw dozens of pistols inside of my school, and people were killed on my campus and raped on my campus. And so they're just throwing a bunch of armed guards into school isn't going to do shit. Yeah, well, it won't do enough. It may prevent the occasional person from coming into a school and killing 20 people every, you know, 5 or 7 years or whatever. But it's not. If you look at the amount of problems it causes in between that, I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, you know what? There is a small town in Louisiana that is taking matters into their own hands. That's right. In De Quincey, Louisiana, that small town is taking matters into their own hands. When it comes to the controversial topic of gun control, they are about to arm all of their students, K-12, and staff members with handguns. The three different schools in the town will also have armed guards with semi-automatic rifles stationed at every entrance. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what we need to do. And, you know, it's just problem solved. Paul Horner, who is the superintendent for the school district of De Quincey, spoke with reporters this afternoon to explain the new gun policies. Quote, "We won't let a tragedy like Sandy Hook happen in De Quincey," said Horner. "We understand it's a big step putting guns in the hands of school children, but drastic times calls for drastic measures." Chief spokesman for the NRA in Louisiana, Bill Hansen, believes it is great what the town of De Quincey is doing. He says, quote, "This is a great step in the right direction. The town of De Quincey is the first city in the country to join our Kids with Guns program. No one in their right mind would think of shooting up a school filled with 500 kids and teachers armed to the teeth with semi-automatic weapons. Hopefully more schools will follow De Quincey's lead on this," Hansen continued. If you had guns in the hands of every child and teacher in the United States, shootings would be a thing of the past, something you would just read about in history books. Yeah. I think they're on the right path for. I don't know about arming all the kids too. I think that's going a little bit too far, but they're on the right track.
So look, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to deny that it's not outside of the realm of possibility to have a school of kids who are trained to carry firearms. A school, you know what I mean? A school. But there's absolutely no way you can do that in every school in America. You can't do that. I'm sorry. My school was armed enough. You know what I mean? Like, the last thing we needed was our school giving us weapons. Like, it was bad enough.
Well, at least this way you might have them legally, though. Like, maybe these, you know, kids that were sneaking them into school got them illegally. It's kind of like drugs. You know, is it better to get it off the black market, or is it better to get it, obtain it, you know, legitimately? I don't know. 347-826-7667 is the number. I think we have the lovely, talented, and beautiful Von Rage joining us now. Hey, Von Rage, is that you?
Hey, Vince. Yeah, it is.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing so much better now that you're here.
I can tell you got your phone sex voice on.
What phone
right?
sex voice? This is my voice. That's how I sound.
Vince, when a female caller comes on the show, your voice, it like drops an octave. You go from here to...
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
See? That was just creepy talking to me in that voice, because it's like, now you're trying to pretend like it happened. So you're talking to me in that voice, and I just don't know if I...
Did it make you feel a certain kind of way?
Do what?
Did it make you feel a certain kind of way? Just a little bit?
Yeah. It made me feel violated.
Yeah.
And then this is what you do to every female caller, but you know what?
I don't
okay
do things to female callers. I don't do things. I just host a show and females call in. Thank God. We need estrogen on the show. Anyway, hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
Two, one, it's on. Check. Okay. So, Von Rage, how was your week? How are you feeling right now? TGIF. Are you wearing any underpants?
No.
Perfect.
I got to obey your rules.
Oh, yes. Good. I'm glad you're obeying the rules. Everybody should participate. It's a theme. Vince, it's true. Your voice gets mega faggy with chicks. I can do a faggy voice. I can do a lisp.
Vince, your phone sex voice has been a topic of many conversations, so this isn't something you can hide from.
Oh, really? I'm not privy to these conversations. Do tell. Who's talking about it?
Pretty much any female that ever calls in.
Oh. Okay. Norwalk says, Vince, win Von Rage, brah, and you'll get a cookie. Win Von Rage. How do I win you?
Maybe carnival and play that game where you have to knock all the bottles off the table with a baseball or something.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
Have you guys ever played Zoom Schwartz Pifagliano?
Wait, what?
What?
Zoom Schwartz Pifagliano.
No.
It's a great drinking game, socializing game. You don't need anything, just people that can talk and see.
If it's a drinking game, you need booze.
Yes, it's great bar, great thing to do if you're bored in a bar with like four or five of your friends. It's good times. I learned it at a house party in Santa Cruz in like 1974. But it's kind of hard to describe. I bet you can Google it. Dougie Dougie says 74. Yeah. I still have flashbacks from Nam. The only reason why I do this show is my therapist said that if I do something to distract myself at night, I won't have flashbacks of Nam. So this is actually, I don't even do this for entertainment value. It's actually therapy.
Oh.
Not
that
only
just makes me feel
wait,
more violated.
You're calling me a creepy old man? Why does everybody thinks I'm a creep? People think I have a mustache.
I think you could totally rock a mustache and it not be creepy.
No.
I think you could do it.
No. I did the full-on beard thing. Like I went
Please
total,
tell me you didn't
total,
do neck beard.
Total granola hippie, just let it all go. And I got pretty burly there for a second. Thank God there are not many photographs of that exist. Thankfully, it wasn't digital photography back then.
My number one pet peeve is neck beard. That scares me.
Yeah, I can't even do a well-coiffed beard, well-managed beard, manicured beard, whatever you want to say, because, I don't know, just get itches. Shit gets caught in it. You got to pick out the lint every once in a while. It's just kind of just maintenance.
Ew. Of
I want a big old lumberjack beard. Mom won't let me have one, though.
No one.
So? How could you wouldn't let me have one?
Hey, Catty Idiot. Hey, speaking of Twitter and Catty Idiot, you were getting in some sort of flame drama battle with somebody. I think he was like a truther or something, or a Tea Party person. Who was, like, what was that all about? You got his docs. You were making it seem like you had his docs. Barry Lies, yeah. Barry's Lies, my bad. Barry's Lies. You're talking about Barry Satoru? Satoru? How do they say that name? Barry Satoru. It actually sounds like almost like an action movie actor's name. Barry Satoru as Clark Kent. I don't know. Who's fapping? Do you mind? We're trying to do a radio show here. Hello? One of you guys is fapping.
Sorry. I got excited.
Really? We can, you know, that's what we have the green room for. I could just play a bunch of stupid music and we could go in the green room and have a three-way with Sicko.
We could
have a four-way. We could just play music and go in the green room and have a four-way. Me and Von Rage and Sicko and Ma. Do like a wife swap thing in the green room. Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm totally up for that.
Yeah, let's do that. What kind of music do you guys want to hear? Or should I play?
I can just fap to that video.
What video?
Your ass.
Of what?
Your ass.
Oh, you found my ass video?
Yeah, I've seen it multiple times, Vince.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I always say when people like start trying to dox me at you. I just go, look, dude, all right. This is all old news. Get back to me when you start fapping to my videos, my YouTube videos, all right? Because that's how I know people have researched.
Somebody photoshopped one where it looked like he was taking shit.
Oh, yeah. That was, you can thank good old Dick Burns and the BWC for that. They trolled the fuck out of me. They found that video. They had all kinds of shit squirting out of my ass. They had one where it was diarrhea and then, like household appliances started flying out of my ass. It was just insanity.
Tasty.
The BWC trolled the fuck out of me with that ass picture. Go for it, folks. Let's see what give it your best shot, because I've pretty much seen it all. And the other great thing I like is when people do dox me, they never know how to pronounce my name. So it's great because I got your docs, dude. I got your docs. All right, tell me what my name is, and they can never get it right because they're fucking retards that haven't been culturalized. They don't know how to pronounce an Italian. this is the future of our youth, our country. The inhabitants that we're dealing with here. Like I told you earlier this week, I I was working with a colleague that happened to be real young. This kid was like 23. He seriously thought New Mexico was a country.
Wow.
23-year-old kid, man. I mean, a bright kid, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bright kid, knows how to, he does audio engineering and shit. But, dude, obviously was not paying attention in class.
Well, he
at least knew the president, though. He at least knew the president. Couldn't come up with the vice president, but at least knew who the president was, which was the only saving grace. Not that it fucking matters, but it's just a bad sign.
Yeah, when test scores are more important than the kids actually learning, and shit like that, like. Understand, like, what our school districts have become these days. Like, they used to throw students at my school in jail for missing more than 3 days in a row without a doctor's visit. Like, they would take them to jail. Kids! Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, you know what I mean? That's and the reason why they do it is because for every day that one of the kids is missing, the school loses a little bit of money. They get paid per student that's there from the government per day. So each missing, they lose a little bit of funding for that day because that school, that student wasn't there, that school didn't need to provide for them. So they've now made it a criminal offense. And if they don't send the kid to jail, they can send the parent to jail. Because your kid was sick and you couldn't afford to take him to the doctor.
Thank God I don't have kids. That's what's great about this whole flu thing that's going around. I don't have kids. Suckers.
Yeah, that's kind of an asshole comment.
I haven't had to I don't remember the last time I had a flu shot, and I don't remember the last time I've ever had the flu, much less a cold. Can't remember the last time I had a cold. No flu shots ever. Maybe a couple of times when I was younger because my parents forced me to. I sound like Alex Jones, dude. Don't take the injections.
I don't think I've ever had any shots except for the ones required by law for you to go to school. So.
Well, I think technically, you shouldn't be getting flu shots. Well, you can if you want, but I think they used to be. It's only supposed to be old men and kids and pregnant women. So
it's all an NSA COINTELPRO program. They're injecting you with nano viruses that will be dormant in your system for years until they decide to trigger the technology to bring you all down. Don't take the injections.
That was a pretty good impression, bro.
Dude, do you need my tinfoil hat? Like, I got a pirate hat over here.
I need to fucking up my game here, dude. I gotta take on Alex Jones, man. Beat him at his own game.
Next, he's gonna start talking about the Revolutionary War.
It's 1776, motherfucker!
You know what? I'm going to make you a football helmet out of tinfoil.
That would be awesome. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap close. Well, I'll do that too. But I am going to wrap a certain body part in tinfoil and then mail that to you. Okay. And then you can use that to make a.
That really sounds kind of extreme, bro.
What?
Why would you cut your hand off, wrap it in tinfoil, and then mail it to her?
Glenn type guy just tweeted me. I pressed 1. Does that mean I have indicated to the host I'm waiting? Yeah, you know, Glenn type guy, keep pressing 1 a bunch of times if you're listening. And because I have a few other callers on the board, but their hands are not raised. So if you're called in and you want to get on, this happens a lot. People will call in and get all butthurt and pissed off because I had them on hold the whole time, and I never saw them press one. Like, they didn't raise their hand. You got to press one on your keypad to, and then it'll say the British chick will be like, "You're now in the host queue. You're now off the host queue." That's what it sounds like when you press one again. All right. Let's see if he's cheated. Oh, he says he doesn't hear the show, just fucking silence. Well, you know what? You should hang up and call back in. 347-826-7667. If you are so inclined, you can tour into the show. I was going to say you can Skype into the show. You can tour, you can Skype, you can VPN, whatever you got to do, man. Tunnel through 8 VPNs and 12 proxies. However you have to get here, bro, do it. We're going to take a break. This goes out to Brooks Bain and also Von Rage because she likes Prime. We had a fun time playing Prime. But this is a big ups to Brooks Bain, who I hope is still listening. I wouldn't be surprised if he got tired and went to bed already. But anyways, this goes out to him. A little Jerry was a race car driver. I'll be right back. 347-826-7667. Dog Will Hunt. Motherfucking Free Ball Friday, bitches.
Hit it!
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrai
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in gran costo.
Finish him.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Oh, God, I just have to turn off Twitter. You people and your stupid trading cards. God. That's funny. You know, it's weird how the universe works and the internet. Tonight, I reconnected. I connected with Brooks Bain. He unblocked me. And meanwhile, Tearcoil is all but hurt. And still has me blocked, I think. Or I don't know. I wouldn't know because I counter-blocked his ass. Anyway. Can we just stop? Can we just all just come together, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya? Is that... Uh-oh. Niggers in Paris has something. This is just a fresh tweet here, I guess, from... Russell League. That's they're going to. They're saying to Toby Nixon, unless you give us 50 40 ounce with your food stamps, we gonna dox you and make you lose the food stamps. That's pretty. Pretty hardcore there. So, yeah, if you want to chime in about anything, it can be Twitter drama, it can be, you know, play the Beatles next. No, Von Rage, I'm not going to play the Beatles.
Why not? You're getting all hippie on us, so why not?
No, dude, if I was going to get hippie on you, I'd play Fish or Grateful Dead or something, dude. Have you heard my Fish show? With Assert Mac Fags?
I don't think so.
That's as hippie as my show has ever gotten. Go in the archives, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe now, or a month ago. Yeah, it's a fish frenzy with Assert Mac Fags. Yeah,
Assert is such a hippie.
She's multidimensional. Are you kidding me? She's part hippie, part hipster, part indie rocker, part elite hacksaw, part internet troll, part God knows what else.
She's uber awesome. That's about it.
Yeah, she is pretty uber awesome. Okay, so we have Canadian Glenn with us now. Canadian Glenn was having problems connecting, but we have him now. Go ahead, Canadian Glenn. You're on the line. What's up? Canadian Glenn going once. Maybe unmute yourself, Canadian Glenn. Hello. Can anybody hear me?
He's from Canada. He's probably frozen.
He's probably frozen and drunk. Canadian Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, put down the bag of milk.
All right, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna dump his ass. I'm gonna dump his ass and make him call back in because I don't know. That was weird because I screened him during the song. I talked to him, and suddenly he was gone. Oh, Gonzo PhD in the building. Oh, shit, we're into hour number two, man. It's all downhill from here, folks. We're in the home stretch almost, kids. 50 minutes left. Second hour of the program, if you're just joining us. Wow, we got a pretty packed chat room there. Anon Sicko, Era Mile, Catty Idiot, Chef Bone RD, DB Koopa, Dougie, Gonzo PhD, Mock Mechanism, Melissa 13, Nick Knack, Niggers in Paris, Rep Dan in the building of the Rep Dan Show. I can't wait. You got to do some Rep Dan shows. That would be the shiznat, dude. Seriously, Rep Dan, you call yourself the Rep Dan Show. You should definitely start making some Rep Dan shows. Okay, Tales for Hair and Harry something or other. Von Rage and Vert. Last but not least, Vert. Thank you, folks, for hanging in here. If you guys want to jump in, 347-826-7667. Okay, I think we have Canadian Glenn now. What's up, Canadian Glenn?
Hello.
Hey, we hear you. We hear you loud and clear now. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Okay, cool. I don't know what the fuck happened there. You screened me and then the line went dead. I think it's this awesome blog talk technology.
Yeah, you're going to have to turn down your computer or whatever you're monitoring with. Like maybe put some headphones on because we're getting some feedback.
Okay, some how's that?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Is that better?
It's way better. What's going on?
Okay, well, as far as the bacon industrial complex goes, I think you got a point.
It's got a stranglehold of the very tepid minds of the internet.
Yeah, like it's just bacon. Settle down.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Why not red velvet cake? Why not a red velvet cake meme?
Well, you know, that's an option. But, you know, especially being Canadian, everybody thinks bacon's such a huge deal up here. It's just bacon.
From a Canadian, this is coming from a Canadian, which you know, bacon's part of their culture.
Well, supposedly, it's just bacon. Like, if the ninjas want to worship bacon, hey, that's cool, no problem. But if other people don't, get over it. That's all I'm saying.
No way.
As far as the Twitter cards thing goes, well, you know, everybody wants in on a good thing. Black started off, made some good cards. Now everybody wants a piece of the action. What nobody's mentioned is, what's with the fucking pogs? We don't need pogs, man. Pogs sucked when they came out. They still suck. No pogs, please.
Pogs? What the fuck is a pog?
You don't know a pog? Ben, you're old and you don't know what a pog is?
Oh, thank God I don't. I wasn't a nerd of growing up, dude. I mean, like, I did electronic shit, but I wasn't into computers and all that shit. And I wasn't a nerd. I don't know. I the stuff is foreign to me. A pog?
A pog is like a bogus button.
Is it like some sort of alternative currency?
Yes,
Ben. It was some sort of little plastic disc that you can press on and they jump and shit. Coin. It was silly.
Hey, pogs were awesome when I was a kid.
They were like the precursor to trading card games.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this shit. That's some nerd gay shit. I don't know what that is. I see that Black
put out a pog this afternoon. And I figured, no, man, just stick to the cards. You got a good thing going. If PLF or some other people want to start making alternative cards, well, they're knockoffs. what's PLF making his cards in China or what? Like, forget it.
No, actually, I think it's Canada.
And Mr. Sickle.
The military apparently uses pog-like coinage as currency.
Is you got to tell me there has to be a site where you can create your own virtual pog.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna do. Fuck this. Look at this other shit. These tarot card things. I'm doing pog.
Oh yeah, my Black Ninja is doing it.
MakeYourOwnPogs.com, is that out there?
Ask my Black Ninja.
My Black Ninja.
Somehow I get the feeling I shouldn't even mention the pogs now.
Yeah, you probably should. No.
My Black Ninja was making.
Oh, you can build a pog thrower. You can. Pogs can are meant to be thrown.
No, no, there are slammers. You have the pogs, and you have the slammers.
Yeah, they were slammed down on top of each other.
Dude, this dude made a pog thrower out of. he weaponized the pog. He takes what do you call it, a paperclip, C-47, and he takes a rubber band and makes a little slingshot with the pog. It's fucking so badass. It's so MacGyver.
Holy fuck. I'd like to know what Mr. Sicko has to say about his butthurt attack today, if anything.
I mentioned it earlier. I don't even know what it is. Look, I was reading through that dude's timeline, and he was, like, talking, oh, damn, that's badass. Then cut a little slice out of the fucking pog.
Fucking, that's how you fight, that's how you're going to have to fight the, fight crime of the future.
Yeah.
They're going to ban guns, and people are going to have to resort to that shit. Holy shit, next thing you know, it's like we've got to ban pog throwers. All pog throwers must be banned. Rubber bands, clothespins, pogs, all are outlawed.
Is there a national pog association to lobby for this?
Got it. There's everything, dude. There's everything on the internet, dude. It's out there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a little different living on the other side of the 49th parallel, watching you people down there. You guys are fucked. You got to get it together.
Hey, don't tell us shit we don't know, okay? Don't fucking know, all right? You gonna just go to rub it in somehow? Have to remind us about this shit? We're trying to like pretend there's not a big fat elephant in the room. Do you mind?
All right. You can always come back with some hockey shit to get back at us, but that's cool.
Yeah, we are. We decided we're gonna let ourselves play hockey this year, and whatever your two teams in Canada can still participate.
Hey, we got six teams, man. Six or seven? I can't even remember.
Not real teams.
Well. That's all relative.
Well, the Canucks, Vancouver's pretty legit. They're usually good every year.
Well, they think they know how to ride, too. They're just a bunch of weed-smoking freaks. That's all that goes on there anyway.
I'm of course, am partial to San Jose Sharks.
Another great underachieving team.
Oh, yeah, one of the greatest underachieving teams in the history of the National Hockey League.
Well, that's something.
I thought they, like, disbanded the NHL permanently.
I wish. No, they suspended the season. They're going to play a truncated season, and it's going to be, like, 40-something games, odd games, and then playoffs. So it's, and all these guys are already playing in, like, European leagues and Russian leagues and shit. So they're pretty much fresh, but still, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be probably a sloppy-ass 40-something-odd games, and then the playoffs will probably be intense. I think the season and the playoffs will probably last the same amount of time.
Oh, yeah, they'll still be playing in the third week of June. That ain't going to change. But an 84-game regular season is too long anyway.
Just like basketball last year. Basketball doesn't need 82 games. You know what's
exactly
baseball? Baseball's 162 games. Are you kidding me?
I love that.
Are you telling me after 100 games you can't figure out who the best teams are?
No.
It's all about money.
Well, I do think baseball's different.
All they're going to do is extend the season because it's more TV contract money, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just exposure. It's got nothing to do with the sport or getting into a groove and working up to the playoffs. It's just how many games can we get away with where people will come and give us their money?
Mm-hmm.
That's
all it's about. Baseball's always had long seasons and stuff. It's never been about the money. There's a lot of reasons behind that. You play every team in the American League.
Baseball's all about the money, dude. They canceled the fucking World Series, bro. That told me straight up, we don't give a shit about the fans, it's about the Benjamins, and that's it. Party's over.
It's always been long.
Well, I do think baseball is different, though, because it's part of the calendar. It's just part of life. It's been around too long, and the game changes from April until September. You get injuries, you get trades, you get guys going into rehab. All kinds of things happen during the year. Baseball is different. It does take that long for a team to form, to make a run, I think. But, you know, I'm Canadian. What the fuck do I know about baseball, right? Besides, if I told you guys who my favorite baseball team was, you'd probably hang up right now, so I won't do that.
The Yankees?
The Evil Empire. You got it.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Say it isn't so.
Fucking Canadian. Y'all just can't do anything. Y'all. Jeez. He said the Yankees.
Yeah.
Glenn, you know I like you, Glenn. Why did you tell me you liked him? You should have
lied.
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for somebody to give me the shit. Now I'm no longer a first-time caller. Let's hear some more protests about the cards. Let's hear some protests about anything.
Hold on. I have to tell the world how evil you are.
Who is? This guy?
Yeah.
Canadian Glenn? What's up with that? What's wrong with him?
Canadians are all evil. They're secretly plotting the destruction of all that is good.
Well, no.
We are.
I didn't get
the memo.
I think Canadians are too mild-mannered for that. But I cannot believe you just said you're Yankees.
Can't you? Are you supposed to be obligated to be a Blue Jays fan?
Oh, no. See, in Canada, there's Toronto, and there's everywhere else. If you're from Toronto is the center of the universe. If you're from anywhere else in Canada, Toronto sucks balls.
See,
that's the way it works.
I would have guessed you were a Minnesota fan.
Twins?
Yeah.
Well, when they did have some good teams when they won, and I got nothing against small market. They always play hard. They've had some great players, but no. I remember when we had Triple A here, We were Oakland's farm team for a long time.
Now Oakland's the rest of the team.
We were also the Angels farm club, the Marlins farm club, and way back when, the White Sox farm club.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big baseball fan. I used to go to a lot of AAA games here, but that team's long gone because, you know, money and shit.
Yeah.
In fact, Nolan Ryan's son is the one who bought that team out of my town.
Baseball has a pretty devoted following worldwide. It's not like soccer, and it may not be as big as basketball. I don't know though, but a lot of countries play baseball. There's a lot of good baseball outside of America. You know what I mean? And usually in like basketball, when America goes and plays somewhere else, they're the favorite. But not in baseball, not all the time anyways.
Well, look at the World Baseball Classic.
I know,
I love it. The American team. Yeah, but the American team hasn't even made it to the final yet.
No.
Dude, I'm really bummed that they took baseball out of the Olympics.
You know why they did that, don't you?
Because, I don't know, it sucked. We kept getting our ass kicked. Why?
Because the American women's softball team was too, like, I think they deemed it was, like, unfair for the rest of the world to be playing them. Because, like, if they would go years and years in competitive play and not lose a game and shit. So they decided they were going to take softball out of the Olympics. And they couldn't take softball out of the Olympics and not take baseball out of the Olympics without being misogynistic.
That's some conspiratorial feminist Nazi bullshit, dude. Totally just made that up.
I swear to you, it's 100% legit. The American women's softball team is just that good, and think about it. If they would have taken a woman's sport out but left the male equivalent of said sport in the Olympics, people would have thrown a fit. So in order to seem fair, they had to take baseball out too.
Oh, you know what? Gonzo PhD in the chat room makes a good point. He says one day Japan will someday rule ice hockey because they're tiny like ninjas. Well, I don't know why they don't just have a ninja hockey team as there is. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? Like, ninjas can totally ice skate, right? They'd probably be perfect. They have those swords. They're almost like hockey sticks. Yeah, they'd be able to adapt to that. I know, it almost sounds like a Teenage Ninja Turtles 6. They become a professional hockey team.
Well, if you've ever seen Slapshot, then you got to be big. You can't be little guy and play hockey. Doesn't matter how fast you are, because once you get pasted along the boards and you don't get up, then you're kind of fucked.
Hockey's
a physical game.
Baseball more, because baseball, it's more athletically challenging. It's not so much a challenge where, like a physical challenge where you're physically competing with somebody else, but it's an athletic challenge, you know what I mean?
Here's some major background noise here, Brosif. Who is that?
I don't think it's me.
It is you, or it's not you?
I don't think it's me. It's pretty quiet in here.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Canadian Glenn has a shit ton of... Canadian Glenn's gone through like 12 proxies and 5 VPNs.
I don't think so, because he has Canadian in his name. He's generally have where they're from in their name. They don't worry about that level of protection.
Oh, maybe he's just outside. I don't know.
He bought his VPN from Play School.
He's calling it from faraway Canada.
Yeah. Canada. That's what Ghost used to call it, Canada. I've had actually good times in Canada. I've been to Toronto and Montreal a few times. Montreal's beautiful. It's a whole different experience. Quebec. I actually went to. You guys ever heard of? Oh shit! What's it called? Rainbow Gathering. Does that ring a bell? Anyways, it's like this total hippie raver type thing. But they have it. They have it every year somewhere. And that year they had it locally up in way north of Montreal. I did one of those things for 3 days. Talk about a fucking party. Wow. It's like a little miniature hippie commune. Good times. Canadian Glenn, you ever gone to a rainbow gathering?
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
You'll just have to Google it. All right, let me Google it. Rainbow Gathering. Maybe, has anybody in the chat ever heard of Rainbow Gathering?
No, Vince, you're the only hippie here.
It's before your time, you idiots. I'm going to do some research on that. We got a half hour left. If anybody wants to call in, this is the chance to do it. 347-826-7667. Because in the next 29 minutes, we're going to shut this piece of crap off and go to bed.
I'm surprised people are still listening.
I know. I don't know why, but I appreciate it.
Oh my God!
Robotic Chaotic is in the house. I just got a boner. I'm pitching a tent. I'm pitching a tent here on Free Ball Friday.
People are listening because you have a foreigner.
Oh, snap, we're getting all classy and shit.
Oh, yeah, Canadians are real classy. Oh, yeah. Shit.
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 Shit. All right, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Who's that?
Hey.
Oh, is this Astrid?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how are you, child? What's going down?
I'm doing tons better. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm hanging out with Sicko and Von Rage and Canadian Glenn, who sounds like he's, I don't know, on top of a mountain somewhere in Canada. You don't mind.
I hear all that background noise, but I still say it ain't me. There's nothing going on here.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just do this. There. He's on mute. Canadian Glenn's on mute. Let's see how that works out. So, Asher, how are you?
Yo.
What's going on? Why tonight?
I'm good. I'm listening to the show. So I have no idea what you guys have talked about. But I decided to call in for some reason because
are you drunk dialing my show?
I might be.
That's so hot. Oh my God.
I know, right?
That's great that you have my show's number in your phone. You're like, oh, Scott's good.
All I know is that it's 347, and it's the only 347 number I know, so might as well click it.
Oh, click it, baby.
Or tap it, whatever.
Giggity.
But I found out why it's been so long.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying some the last of a bottle of wine and some cider. And about to go across the street to a bar and do some Maker's Mark shots.
Excellent. You know what? I have a little knob creek here. Maybe I'll take a shot in honor of you. Hello? Really? Patriot Grady?
Huh?
Hey,
Patriot Gregging.
Was I Patriot Gregging?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, how about now? Do I sound better now?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound hot, Vince.
Yeah, dude, you sound hot too. Hey, Assert, so in your honor, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a shot of Knob Creek. That's what I have at my disposal right now. But I will take a shot in your honor, and hopefully you kick some ass at the bars. Are you on the prowl, or are you just out with the out to have fun? What's going on? What's the deal?
That's going out to have fun. I'm not going to dance really tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to kick it pretty hard.
Do you in real life troll people?
Oh, absolutely.
Like at a bar, you just get bored and you just fuck with people?
I've usually like foreigners for some reason. Like, I fuck with them so hard. I make up like Alex Jones conspiracies and like
You missed it earlier. Earlier, I did my own little sort of version, my impression of Alex Jones.
Scary.
Totally scary, but I don't know. I think I could do it, but I don't want to. I'd rather do a show about love, not conspiracy. The show is about love, not war, not hate.
Definitely. No, but I mean, I troll people in real life. Just being out and about and doing fucking life is a troll. Because most people don't know that I'm transgender, so. Silence. Deafening silence.
Were we supposed to be pretending we don't know you're transgender?
I don't know who the fuck you are, so I don't care.
I mean, there's numerous. I'm pretty open about it online, but in my day-to-day life, like, if I go out to a bar, like, no one knows I'm transgender.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying, you're the most awesome trap I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Please. Trap of the year.
Thanks, a person I don't know.
Hey, Canadian Glenn, do you have anything for Assert MacFax?
No.
Okay. Jackie. Put you back on hold.
But,
okay.
Oh, Wrestle League is launching a new website.
Oh, shit. No way. What's going on with that?
We're either going to launch WrestleLeague.org, but we have fear of, not necessarily fear, we know what's going to happen, that we're going to get loiked and hoiked to oblivion.
Oh, I would love to loik and hoik you.
Damn, that's like highly sexual.
Yeah, I know. So hot.
But anyways. We have a new. I forgot to pay my bill for my last server, so the website got deleted. But we have a new website on the way because I just bought killer server and totally gnarly. We got a bunch of media coming out. We've got some raps coming out, some club bangers.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah, some club bangers with some Jen Emick remixes, Neil Rauhausen remixes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be the next generation, Mike.
Hey, check this out. Tonight, on air, I got Brooks Payne to unblock me on Twitter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do all those people like listen to you? Like.
No, he said this is the first time. He tweeted at me and he said this was the first time he's ever heard my show. I was like,
oh
cool.
Okay.
Why don't you unblock me, you asshole? And he did. It was cool.
I like followed that guy for like, I don't know, like 3 weeks maybe. He was just painful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's like one of those, like, if you really don't want to clog Twitter feed, that's somebody you put in like on a list. You just don't follow
right.
him, but you follow the list, and you can just check in. Okay, right wing conspiracy theorist nut jobs. All right, Alex Jones is saying this. You know, Amber Lyon saying that. You know, fucking Keith Olbermann saying this. Blah bitty blah.
Yeah. No, I need to utilize the list feature.
Yeah, you know who taught me how to do the list things is Jackal and Motormouth. Those guys.
Motormouth.
Yeah, those guys both they wouldn't follow anybody. Like,
they were
had
your list mentors,
but
huh?
But they just created lists, so they wouldn't follow anybody. Except for their elite, you know, their elite brethren.
Jackal follows me.
Yeah. Well, then that. Then
I don't even follow Jackal.
Yeah. No, he's
still
out.
I mean, Anonymous. I just can't believe Anonymous is even still alive. It's just mind blowing to me.
Well, you know, you're on with two Anons right now.
I don't even care.
I'm just saying.
I bet they have names. Do they identify themselves by a certain handle?
Yes, absolutely. They're good friends of the show.
Identify yourselves now.
They call in all the time. Go ahead, identify yourselves.
See, the thing about that is you have to pick a name when signing up for a social media account. They don't let you just have a generic anonymous Twitter account. So.
Is that Sicko?
That's a non-sicko, and we also have Von Rage. And then we have...
I know Von Rage has like 120 followers.
And Canadian Glenn. Canadian Glenn is here as well.
Canadian Glenn is the most anonymous person I know. But yeah, I mean, Sicko, I love you, dude. Like, you slept on my porch that one night.
Wait, you guys fucked on your porch that one night?
Oh, snap.
No, he slept on my porch.
Oh, he slept on your porch. Oh, I thought you said he fucked you on your porch. I was like, wow, that's hot.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got bad love for Astrid. If it wasn't for her, man, we might have been stuck sleeping on the streets of Chicago when I got out of jail that day. Or no, it was the next night.
Oh, you're awesome. So are you telling me that Astrid is a humanitarian?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I'm actually a good person in real life. Believe it or not.
Good times, it's good to know.
Shit.
No, I have like 16 people during NATO like crashing at my house. My fucking small ass apartment in Logan Square.
Hey. Let's see if anybody in the chat room has a question for Ashurk, since she's not in the chat room. Hey, chat room folks, do you have any questions for Ashurk? You know, Rep Dan is in the chat room. Robotic Chaotic. What's up?
You meant ex-Rep Dan. He's not a rep anymore.
Whatever, dude. What are you talking about? Your homeboy Niggers in Paris is in the building.
Word.
Oh, geez, pardon me. I was told I shouldn't burp during the show. Robotic Chaotic is in the house. Matt Mackin is in. Melissa 13. Nick Mack. Von Rage, Vert. Rep Dan. Tales of Hair and Harry something else. Something or other. Dougie, Chef Bone, I... RD, Catty Idiot, Aaron, and a non-sicko. And Niggers and Parrot says Assert has an 8-inch penis. Wow.
Correct. Is that all, like, people can come up with? Like, Honestly, I've been on the internet for fucking over a decade. Well over a decade. And this is all people can come up with is fucking dick jokes.
Okay, here's a question.
Like, are we that far, like, regressed, or is this...
No, here's another question for you, Assert. It says, Assert, are you, in fact, Comex?
My what?
Comex? C-O-M-E-X, capital C-O-M-E-X?
Comex?
Okay.
No,
get ready.
I'm not.
Get ready for this. Rep Stan says, Assert, how are you faring with booze abstinence, huh?
Not very good.
Oh, did you make some sort of New Year's resolution or something?
No, I think just one day I was like, I'm not going to drink for a month.
Oh.
And I shouted it on Twitter, like I shout everything on Twitter. So, yeah, I'm drinking.
All right, 347-826-7667. You can get in on this. We got 13 minutes left. We got an all-star panel right now. We got a non-sicko. We got Von Rage. We have Assert MacFacts. And we have Canadian Glenn. And we've got 12 minutes to go, or a little bit more than 12 minutes to go. So what else has Wrestle League been up to, Assert?
Well, after we hold on a second, I'm doing a couple things.
Stop asking and dedicate
not too much
a little bit to,
besides the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom? What?
No, I said not too much besides the Sue Basker nonsense. We've been working more on media.
You don't use that name here. It's she whose name we shall not say.
Sue Basker.
Can you just say tobacco or Tabasco or something instead?
Is she in the fucking studio? Like,
Steve
fuck?
Tabasco. Can't we just say Steve Tabasco instead?
All right. I'm fine.
Steve.
No, but we've been working on some brainstorming some ideas. We're working on a hotline for people to call in, a butthurt hotline.
A butthurt hotline? And who's going to answer?
Oh, it's just going to be an answer machine.
Oh, and what's it going to say?
Well, I think we have an English member that will probably leave a message saying, hold on, give up that there.
Gonzo PhD says, having to answer to, quote, Assert is something Rep Dan knows all too well.
Fucking.
Yep.
But yeah, we're gonna have a hotline and basically we're gonna take all it's a complete line basically. So I mean I don't know it's been done before, but basically once somebody gets trolled they'll find this number and. We'll be like, oh, we're going to call and, like, spill all of our butthurt juice all over this fucking...
Well, that sounds kind of hot,
whatever
actually,
this
say
is.
That. Butthurt juice?
And then fucking... Yeah, and then we'll cut it up and splice it and make a song out of it, and it'll be hilarious.
Yeah, man, sample that shit.
Exactly. And, like, I'm probably, like, top five, like, producer in the world. Little known fact.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to hear the recordings. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to have a listening party.
I use programs like Audacity and Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops.
Yeah, I mean, only the true, like, true hackers know about them. The true, like, audiophiles, as they call them on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
don't see the correlation between hackers and audiophiles, but sure. I understand that you are both, you know, one and the same, but I just don't see how, anyway.
Does it need to make sense?
Look, then, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to subtly social engineer me via Wrestle League. I know what you guys are up to. I see you guys in the chat. You're coordinating with Reaper Sec. I know I'm on to you guys, all right?
I haven't even talked to Reaper Sec.
Dude, no, I see what's going on in my chat room. You know, we had Tear Coil in here. Then now we got whatchamacallit.
I'm not even on the fucking chat, dude.
Dude, I know. See, this is
a
coordination thing.
That's how
you guys work.
Right now.
Works work in coordination. You have a couple of people just in the chat, and then you have one person who's just calls. And it isn't
you're
in the chat.
You're putting how way you, too much stock in this.
This is
like,
how these Twitter terrorists work. Or as she, whose name we shall not say, would say, these are Twitter Taliban, folks. We got Twitter Taliban on the line right now.
I know. The Chicago FBI has been following me.
Oh, my God. My switchboard just lit up.
The past
let's see who
few weeks. It's been insane.
Let's take some calls. We got 8 minutes left. Who is this caller? You just called in. You're on the air with Assert, Vince, and Sicko. Hello? And Von Rage.
Hey, how are you? It's Rep Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Wait, who is this? Oh, it's Rep Dan.
Rep Dan.
What's up?
It's Rep Dan. I called in because I heard Assert on the line and just want to say hello.
Hi, Rep Dan.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, and I was checking in earlier. I know you were trying to pledge off alcohol earlier, and so on and so forth, and just want to call and say hello, and hope that you're doing well.
Well, thank you. I think I said that half out of jest, but, you know. I appreciate the sentiment.
Well, you're very welcome.
Wow. Where's the violin?
Well, I wish I had something more profound to say, but you know, it's a funny thing online. You know, especially via Twitter, you interact with various different circles of individuals online, and. You know, Asher is a unique individual who is totally cool, in my book anyway. And I was touched
you
a little bit.
You just hated me forever. I hated you,
well,
too. I still kind of, no, I don't hate anybody, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like Twitter hated you, you know?
No, understood. And just felt a little bit compelled, you know, for whatever it's worth, you know, I'm nobody. But just a call in and say hello and hope all is well and things are cool. And it was good to hear your voice. And that's it.
Cool.
Right on, dude.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Rep Dan in the building. All right, we have another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. Nick from Toronto.
Nick from Toronto. Wait, we just had Canadian, something or other. Now we have Nick from Toronto. What's up, Nick from Toronto?
I just thought we needed more Canadians on the show.
Oh, this is great. I appreciate it.
I don't know how I'm gonna follow up that last call, but I'll do my best.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Nick? We only have 5 minutes left in the live broadcast. So
I don't know. I'm just sitting here. Drinking from my milk bags and just waiting for hockey to start, basically.
Bruins.
Uh,
Tonight I have been sort of subtly trolled by Canadians and Wrestle League. This is kind of turned into an odd turn of events to end the program. I don't know how this happens. You guys are like ninjas.
Yeah. Basically any liquid we drink out of milk bags. So when we're done with the milk,
look. You have nothing to fear from Vince in the Bay. Except a sword fight. Aha. There are ninja lurking. Oh, Hammurabi's code is here. Hammurabi, what's going on?
Not a lot. What are you up to?
You're here at the last moment, dude. We're about to go off the air in 4 minutes.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to talk about?
Overtime.
Yay!
Oh, shit, you fucking genius. All right, whatever. Yeah, if you want to get in on overtime, you have to call in now. The show will keep going. But the live broadcast will end in 3 minutes, so you need to call in now if you want to ride this magic carpet ride further into the bowels of the Internet. It's 347-826-7667 if you're listening and you're in the chat room, or it doesn't even matter if you're a guest. I think there's a link for Skype. You can call in on Skype. And, yeah. Let's see. I'm going to take one more call. This caller.
Chat room roll call.
Go ahead. Wait, hang on. Caller, who's this? Hello, caller, block number. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Nick.
No, Nick. No, there's somebody else other than Nick. All right.
I don't know who you're talking to, man.
Hold. I don't know what's going on. We've got a full house. No, we got a full house here. We got Sicko, Von Rage, Asshurt, Rep Dan, Nick from Toronto, Hammurabi's Code. Other folks are lurking, listening. If you want to get in on this, you have to call in now, 347-826-7667, or connect to Skype, and we'll continue this cavalcade of mediocrity and as far as it has to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can at some point get Von Rage and Asshurt in the green room with me for a three-way while you guys talk about whatever.
We sword fight over here.
I'm gonna bounce off right now.
Oh, you give me blue balls all the time. You always do that. All right, so
I'm sorry.
No, quick.
I gotta go. All
right, thanks for calling out. Calling in. No worries. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Nice. Have fun.
Everyone, take care.
Play safe.
You too. All right.
See ya.
There she goes, Assert MacFags. Oh, that was an unexpected pleasure to have her on the show. Good times. Thank you, Assert MacFags.
She's cool.
Good people. Yeah, so I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you want to do the roll call real quick? Chat room, big ups to the chat room here. Hammer up.
Sure. We got a non-sicko. We got Rami something. We got Caddy. We got Chef Bonardi. We got Dougie Dougie. We got Gonzo. We got a bunch of guests.
How many guests exactly?
A bunch. We got Jewish Producer. We got Mock Mechanism. Ma. Hi, Ma. We got Knickknack, Rapid Fire, Rep Dan,
you.
Robotic Quixotic, Von Rage, Invert. And maybe some other people who...
Did you say Rep Dan? Did you say Rep Dan's name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Rep Dan's on the line, so is Sicko. So is Von Rage. Nick from Toronto. I guess... who we have not yet heard from yet. And Hammurabi's Code. If you're not on the line now, peace out. Check it out. Check out the remainder of Overtime in the archives. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. Good night, everybody. I will talk to you again very, very soon. Peace out. During the day, so I can, you know, keeps me up, keeps me motivated, so I can do stuff. And then towards the end of the night, I'll puff on some indica, and that will relax me and wind me down, give me a nice.
Yeah, I think that's what this stuff is, some indica. You know, I was taking a look at the different types of stuff. I mean, it's very informative. The different weeds that are out there, that, you know, they actually got pictures of this crap. People are proud of it. You got growers and stuff. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's on for real. And you know what? There's some. Speaking of medicinal marijuana, or marijuana and politics, in my hometown where I grew up, San Jose, where Goofy's out of, the city council just let yesterday. They had a huge session where they went on all day long. It was like an 8-hour session where they were trying to put a ban on all marijuana dispensaries in the San Jose, the city of San Jose.
Oh, man, no way, dude.
And right now there's like over 110 operating in San Jose. And the city council voted last night. They wanted to ban all of them altogether. But they changed it to where they just want to ban all of them except for 10. They're going to put a rule into effect that there can only be 10 dispensaries in San Jose. And it's pure crony capitalism at its finest. And I actually am a friend of one of the city councilmen members on my Facebook, and I sent him a message. I was like, "What's up, dude? Why are you guys passing this? This is stupid." And he's like, "Well, I voted no. I voted no." And I was like, "Dude, that's bullshit. You know, you shouldn't." But this is how twisted and liberal this guy is. This guy's supposed to be one of the more conservative, I guess, or moderates. He's like, no. I think we should do incremental regulation so we can whittle it down covertly. And that was his excuse. Like, that was a better plan. He's like, he wanted the same end result, but he just wanted to whittle it down in a roundabout way. I was like, what a fucking pussy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you know, Vince, you're really kind of just, you know, ruining the moment here by talking politics, man. You know, I didn't have anything on the agenda, but you're really serious about this, right? I mean, don't you have like some of that high grade marijuana, genetically altered tetrahydrocannabinol that you can consume in and. You know, just kind of being the same frequency that I'm in at this certain time. So if you'll excuse me there, Vince, I'm just going to, you know, take one more toot here.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, there you go. As a matter of fact, I mean, I thought that Jimi Hendrix was talking about heroin in that song. You know what I mean?
I thought he was talking about putting it up some other guy's pooper.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Jimi Hendrix?
I heard he was bi. Have you ever seen him in interviews?
Yeah, I know he was kind of out there. It was all that hippie shit. Yeah,
yeah.
But there's no way.
Free love.
I don't want to believe it.
Sorry to blow your image, no pun intended. Har.
There's no way that Jimi Hendrix was, taking it up the poop chute or, you know, doing some fudge packing. You know what I mean? Vince, you really besmirched, my show by doing that. But you're calling me a goofball by sitting here saying that because I like Hendrix. I'm sorry, Vince. I gotta get him out of here. Jesus Christ. Can you believe this crap? Jimi Hendrix taking it up the pooper, for Christ's sake. I mean, have I heard it? I mean, are you kidding me, bitch? Are you kidding me?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
A fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
You gave me.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slop troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Thank you very much.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird. Where's
one eye?
I'm a troll. And why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And
but
now
you
your host,
though.
Vince in the Bay.
Too late, it's overtime. Can't call in. A lot of people are called in.
Oh, yeah, I get you. That's old school VITB. Trolling a ghost back in the day. Okay, good times. A little flashback there to old school BTR. It was like 2 years ago on 420. He would do one show a year where he got high because he was a drinker. That's it. And but he would do on 420 every year. He'd do a show. So that was me calling in to him 420-11. All right, we have 11 callers on the line, by the way, and one of them is Anon Sicko. Welcome back, Anon Sicko.
What's going on, Vince?
Nothing much. Hammurabi came in at the last second, like fucking Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon, and decided to boot us into overtime. So I think we're just going to have at it here in overtime with you, Von Rage, Rep Dan, Nick from Toronto, and Hammurabi Scout.
Hey.
Just kick it old school. So what did you think of the show, Sicko?
It was a pretty chill show.
Yeah.
I stopped paying attention towards the end of it, but that's because of...
Yeah, me too.
I guess they woke up. And now they're tweeting about how I was arrested for child porn again.
Yeah, I haven't even
looked at Twitter. Von Rage, you're back. How are you feeling, sister?
I am feeling absolutely wonderful.
Good. Are the accommodations treating you well? Do I have to go into the green room and make you feel more comfortable?
I was looking forward to it, but I see, you know, you're a little busy with Sicko and Hammy. It's all good.
What's going to happen? Check it out. I'm going to slowly bring everybody on, and then you and I are just going to sort of mysteriously disappear at some point. It's all good.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, so we're going to bring back Rep Dan now. What up, Rep Dan? Thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. It's been, you know, a hell of a ride, this whole thing with, you know, becoming a state rep and so on and so forth and interacting with you guys. And it's been good times. And my honor for you having me on. Thank you.
Canadian Glenn got a big ups from Gonzo on Twitter. Canadian Glenn stay on? Let me see. I think he might have dropped off. Yeah, we lost Canadian Glenn, but we picked up another Canadian. We got Nick from Toronto. What up, Nick?
Oh yeah. The only reason I called in was to chat with Canadian Glenn, so I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah. He fell off.
He was talking shit about Toronto, so I was just calling in to...
Yeah, you want to back up Toronto? You go for it.
Yeah, no, I was the same. Well, everybody from... Because Canada's just vastly open fields and farms and shit, so everybody who's not from Toronto hates the living shit out of us. And I think they think we just sit there making fun of their...
Oh, I
see why
he left because Rep Dan showed up. Rep Dan scared him off.
Oh.
He tweeted me, he just tweeted me, I'm out. Thanks, man. All right, so big ups to Glenn type guy, a.k.a. Canadian Glenn, for calling in. Hopefully he hears the archive and he'll get the message. What's so goddamn funny?
I think Aramil's trying to send private messages in the chat, and they're not.
Oh, Aramil doesn't know how it works, huh?
No, I think Whispered is that it's sent. I think they were trying to like send a PM, but they sent a whisper instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that? Whispers are public, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Are either of them listening?
I thought so.
Oh, I think Von Rage is listening. So. Von Rage, why don't you just keep? why don't you do some digging here? Do some social engineering for us live in the chat room.
You doing what now?
Nothing. Let's bring back Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code. Welcome back to the show.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going, bro. You're on with Sicko, Von Rage, Rep Dan, Nick from Toronto. And yourself. And me.
Nice. I got a question for the guy from Toronto.
Yo.
Yeah.
He had beef with the what?
One more time. Didn't hear that.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie. One more time. I didn't catch it.
Oh, God. I don't even remember at this point.
What did
so
you say? I had
ago,
beef with someone?
It was 10 seconds ago. What did you say?
Yeah, see, you can't remember either.
Because I...
I got a question for the guy from Toronto. And then you told me... You're trying to tell me his name or something, I think.
Oh.
Canadian Glenn or whatever. Is he not unmuted yet?
Canadian Glenn's gone. He raged.
No, he's gone.
Because
well, the
down.
Dude from Toronto. I'm asking, there's, do they have beef? From
Toronto, yeah, he's on.
I'm here, man. What's
do you
up?
Have beef with Canadian Glenn?
No, no, man. It was just the only reason I called in was to get some more Canadians on the show. Just shoot the shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Get Canadians and Nova Scotians and Alaskans.
Where's he from? Where's he from, anyways? He didn't say.
Like, I don't believe you.
Canada.
Said, hey,
why did he leave the line? I didn't even catch this other Canadian guy. This was like a Canadian guy hoedown in here tonight. And I missed the fence.
Yeah, that's like Doug and Bob McKenzie show or something.
Nice. So what's the big news? Sicko, catch me up. What's going on, man?
If I may, gentlemen, this is Rep Dan. U.S. rep. If you get a question or criticism or whatever, I'm available. Have at it. A lot of giggling. I hear some giggling there.
What? I'm completely new to this Rep Dan situation. Like, what's the history behind it? That's my question. Because then suddenly I'm like, I'm following you on Twitter for some reason, and I have no idea why.
I don't know. I mean, most of the younger generation is intimately familiar with the internet. Google, I'm sure you're pretty familiar with Google.
Oh, you guys aren't going to, you guys are going to love this.
Yeah, okay, I can't wait.
Guess who else we have on the line? Guess who else we have on the line?
X you out.
Oh, no, better.
I'm just a regular half-ass nobody from nowhere. They ran for office and won and actually passed a resolution in opposition to the National Defense Authorization Act. And that's it.
He managed to squeeze it in between beating his wife, so...
Yeah, I heard it's like you tweeted some chick.
I've never been married, son. I've never married. Who said that? Never been married.
I misspoke, girlfriend. I apologize.
Okay.
You know, I don't really appreciate the ad hominem attacks. Like, let's just stay on target. No, below the belt, because like that's what happens when I have people on like Stranahan on here. The guy is like trying to do some legitimate, serious reporting. Whether no matter what you think of him as a person, you know, he's really dug into that Steubenville thing, and he's got some fantastic observations. And it's great to listen to him report, and then people just call in and just like start giving him shit about doing porn like 10 years ago. It's like
that's
like,
not
on.
Like. Dan called in so he could stroke his own ego. Hence why
That's what we're all doing, ultimately.
But hence when Hammy asked me a question, Rhett Dan's response was, well, I'm just a regular guy. Feel free to ask me questions about my experience running for office.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's not like I'm just
sounds like
attacked.
A very political a diplomatic response.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
sounds like a politician.
To the question nobody asked.
Yeah,
that's how
it works. He's a pro.
I was
for a while.
What have I gained out of it? You know, $14,000 over 2 years. That's the payment. That's the payment for a part-time representative here in the state of Rhode Island. $14,000. When I put in 80 hours a week.
Nobody asked.
You know, pushing this. I'm sorry. Calm down.
On the topic.
80 hours a week. Calm down. Stop. 80 hours a week. Into this thing for 2 years of my life, in addition to running my own business, supporting myself.
Cool story, bro.
And you kids, you know, tippy-tapping on the Twitter. You're a bad man. I don't like you.
You spend
oh, snap.
Now what? talking shit on Twitter as
no,
other
you shit. Didn't.
A what?
This
I'm
is gonna be sound by
slow down. Slow down.
One at a time, folks. One at a time. Don't make me have to mute you.
How dare you say, Dan? Us kids are spending all this time on Twitter. You spend just as much time arguing and fighting and crying and whining.
Dude, yeah,
about
yeah, Dan, you are on Twitter a lot, dude. You're on there more than I have, I think.
It's just a younger kid's generation because you're old as fuck.
But that's not a necessarily a bad thing. So what? There's all kinds of people, you know, that are older than him.
Yeah.
It seems like
he
gets rolled in for pretty much every troll.
Text messaging just a couple of days ago, and she's 60-something years old. So, now what?
Okay, cool.
What the fuck?
like
I called in on the right night.
Are these kids high on Mountain Dew? What the fuck is this?
Cheetos, Mountain Dew, and Sour Diesel.
It's like you're hearing a whole different conversation, Dan. Somebody says something, and then you reply with something that has absolutely nothing to do with anything.
All right, let me tell you something. Let's get right to a base point. What is the 13th Amendment all about?
Again.
Nothing. Right. Understood. All right, let's move forward.
It's like you're hearing something. Why are we talking about amendments now?
13th Amendment. 13th Amendment. 13th Amendment.
Is that the amendment that makes it to beat your wife?
First Amendment. Second Amendment. 12th Amendment.
Why are you
amendment.
Naming amendments?
See, this, Vince, this is exactly what I was, you were saying.
That you children that are hopped up on the Mountain Dew.
It's our
right. Do you get the joke? Sitting down there and on Mountain Dew and all the labels, I can spot that shit in a heartbeat, but don't know a goddamn thing about the basic principles of what your Omnial Rewards are all about. You watch what's on the news and go, oh, MSM, bad. But at the same time, go, MSM, that's truth.
What are you talking about? It's not a person on this show has ever accused the MSM.
Why are you yelling? Calm down.
You yelling?
I'm confused, man.
Oh, wait. He's far
what
away.
The hell is going
yelling,
on here?
He's far away from you, dude. He's got to yell.
See what I mean? Like, I was just asking a question, and we go completely off topic again. But I just wanted to know the whole history of Rep Dan and how he became so Twitter famous.
I don't know, Rep Dan?
How'd
you become E-famous?
Good question, I'm sorry.
How'd you get E-famous?
I wouldn't say that I
am. Well, like, why is some dude from Toronto suddenly following Rep Dan on Twitter? I have no idea, but I've added you on Twitter.
I don't know. Is it merely a social...
For
interaction. I have no idea. The fact of the matter is that I probably have more followers of what it's worth, which isn't much, than the majority combined for Rhode Island elected.
Well, like, did you piss someone off or do something stupid? That's what I'm assuming happened. Or did you just get trolled hard and you're just going with it?
Piss somebody off. I don't know what you mean.
Well, I don't know. If you look at every time you're in the chat or on Twitter, people are just trolling you hard. And I was just wondering what made you so famous with everybody.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. My best guess is probably a react. Most politicians don't react. They just have a script that they follow. They have individuals that control their tweet chat, and that's that. Whereas I control my stuff individually. And perhaps feed into it too much.
What are your thoughts on Gonzo?
Are you referring to Gonzo PhD?
Yeah.
No.
He seems to like you. You guys get along really well.
Yeah, right.
Gonzo likes a lot of people. A lot of people that call into my show, Gonzo has a fondness for. He seems to get a little bit over anxious about certain guests, and you're one of them, Dan.
Yeah, well, I think he's lacking direction in something that he should probably be pursuing in real life. You know, rather than spending so much time on Twitter and going after a guy that's actually just a regular individual, myself, maybe he needs something to focus on, you know, outside of the basement.
Hicks Philosopher tweeted, "Who knew Vincent in the Bay was a hippie? What's that all about, dude? When did I ever pretend to be a hippie?"
Yeah, they're a motherfucker.
He said it's about the Rainbow Gathering.
Oh.
Goddamn, fucking hippie.
Like, yeah, he seems like somebody would know something about that. Yeah, I get it.
He's in the room with us here.
Or the fish show? Vert says the giveaway was the fish show. The fact that I knew Fish and Grateful Dead. Yeah, I went through a little phase where I checked that out. Yeah,
those are horrible bands, man.
Seriously.
They're really bad, both of those bands.
That sad thing about Fish is their following is so obnoxious. But it is what it is. As long as you have the right drugs, they're fun.
I'm sure the experience is cool and the festivals and all that, but the music's just, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's
not good in my opinion.
That it's meandering. You know, they sometimes they jam it.
Yeah.
The jams are cool, and sometimes they fall flat. It's just it is what it is.
And don't they have
Yay, like 63?
Don't they have like 63 albums or something like that?
Which don't sell hardly anything, but they make so much from touring, it doesn't matter.
And just every album just sounds like one song, and then the next album just picks up where they left off.
Dude, you should go back in the archive and hear my Fish show with Assert MacFags, who, once again, big ups to Assert MacFags for calling in tonight. But we did an entire Fish show together, and she cross-posted on like some Fish message boards and stuff.
Oh yeah, totally.
And we ended up having something like 500 callers or something or listeners.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was one of my highest numbered listened to top five highest listened to show of 2012.
Were you guys like pissing them off, or was it just kind of cool Fish talk? With whatever fish
was,
people talk about.
It was pro fish, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They'll just have to listen to it. It's just me and and Assert hanging out, talking about Fish in between playing Fish songs.
It's a great show. It really was.
I'll check it out. Which you said it's in the archive?
Yeah, it's in there. You just have to scroll down, and you'll find it eventually. It's a Fish show with Assert MacFags. You can't miss it. I think it's called Fish Frenzy or something like that. Let's bring on another call here. We got this person. What? They spell their name W-U-T. How would you say that? What, right? What? Are you there?
What?
Yep, there he is. What's up?
What?
Hey, what? Your hand's up. You wanted to contribute to the conversation. What did you want to say?
What?
Why?
It's the internet.
Nigga stuck my anus!
This is horrible.
Well, it's good to have you here. Yeah, yeah.
You go, this isn't true.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was.
Freaking me out, man.
What?
What?
Shit. We had Ronald Langford was in the chat room earlier.
Really? What?
But yeah, he was, but he didn't call in. It would have been great to get a couple of shits out of him.
Aww. Why?
Because he's great at it. He's like the best one.
Does pretty good shits. Shit's the best.
Shit.
What?
Yep. It's good to have you here. What?
What in the butt?
Oh yeah.
Where's Tyrone, by the way?
At any time, Von Rage, just PM me and we'll go in the group. We'll slide into the green room.
Shut up, what?
This guy's out of control.
Yeah. You know what reminds me of kind of. Let me think. Oh, I know who what. You know who what reminds me of kind of? Sort of like a subtle version of Schmoop.
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
What?
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Schmoop.
What?
Too bad he's dead.
He sounds like a Muppet.
He is part
Muppet character.
I think. I think you're right.
Like that Beaker character. Remember him?
Oh my God! My favorite Muppet is Beaker. That and Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef's the best. That's what he reminds me of.
What?
Does that mean he's probably flammable?
Shut up, ugly!
No one touches Swedish Chef, though. Like, he is the shit.
What?
He was the best. Mildly racist. It was great.
Speaking of racism...
All right, guys, we're going to play into the what?
13.
What are you drinking?
Pertains to slavery laws and involuntary servitude. Why? What were you going on about the 13th Amendment for, Rep Dan?
Oh, I hate when people start talking
about
it.
Vince, Caddy's saying you look like Swedish Chef, kind of.
No, that's not.
Are you true to that? No.
Not a fair comparison.
What?
No.
What?
Oh my God! Thank God we only have less than a half hour to go. We got about 20 minutes until they're gonna 25 minutes and they're gonna kick us off of BTR.
How much?
Vince, don't you? Isn't it wonderful that this is what you're doing with your life right now?
My own little dysfunctional e-family. I love this radio show. It's great. It's like a conference call for retards and insomniacs and drug addicts.
And that's fine.
What?
I mean, I name it Disorderly Conduct for a reason. It's just supposed to be a fucking hodgepodge of...
What?
I just hope what doesn't find the zero day for my switchboard.
Vince, I lied, but it's what?
Just kidding, bitch. It's Snoop. What's up?
That's not Schmoop. Come on.
You
can
Are
do
you
better.
Sure?
You can do it better.
I think it is.
So, would you believe if I'm Schmoop if I sent 10 demon Kevlar to your house?
No, you have to say, you owe me 666 40 ounces, bitch.
Well, that's the thing, Vince. You're actually good on the 40 ounce right now. It's actually Jennifer Emick and Sue Bath, who in total they both owe me about, let's see here, 200 for the Demon Store House, and then 1200 for Russell Jimmy's and SSN. Okay, the total about 1600 40 ounce to Russell Lee.
Okay, that's he just okay, okay, that's him. Yeah, yeah. Thank God you put away the what character, because that was really starting.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's a lot of 40 ounces.
Okay.
Shit.
Oh, my God, these people with their fucking gay-ass trading cards. Stop it now, people. Just stop it now. Do I have to unfollow a bitch to get these goddamn Twitter trading cards out of my face?
No!
I just saw Dan Rep, or ex-Dan Rep's trading card. I had no idea what it means. So I'm out of the loop.
Edition. X is his own edition that he's coming out with. And
I'm here. Ask me.
Ask me anything. I'll tell you about the 18th Amendment.
What?
Yeah.
No amendments. No.
Yeah, no amendment
no
talk,
Constitution
man.
You should talk, please.
Say yeah. It is
what?
So.
Shut up!
Yeah, what's the 17th Amendment?
Your face!
Tell me what the
17th Well, I'm from Toronto, so we don't do amendments up here, man.
Never!
Oh, hey, I just intercepted a tweet thread between Anonymous Camp and Hicks Philosopher. Anonymous Camp said, "When times are tough, remember VITB loves you." And Hicks Philosopher says, "Actually, I'm pretty sure he doesn't like me at all." And
really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, what's up with that, dude? I totally like Hicks Philosopher. I think he thinks I don't like him because he's a brony. Like, I still like him even though he's a brony.
Are those My Little Pony guys?
Just like I like Shadow DXS despite the fact that he's a fat juggalo. Yeah.
I actually have a legitimate question here about Shadow DXS.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Do you think that his spring scream in terror when he's about to lay on his bed? Just
absolutely.
Thought of that.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
How's it going, Schmoof?
Who?
What?
That's not Schmoof. Come on, dude. That's
what?
That's this what guy doing an impression of Schmoof. It's a really good impression, though.
That's
pretty good.
Very convincing. Very convincing.
What? What's
he's really awesome at that, like, surprise but sex sound.
What?
Oh, man. This just...
I don't know why I keep laughing.
Every once in a while, you just got to deal with it, man. You just got to deal with it. You know what helps? You know what helps with it?
Niggers!
Yeah.
A fucking block?
No! Jew!
I know what helps
with
that.
When
angry,
the thing, in that little clip, that little menage a trois, not menage a trois, montage, the one angry Jew is... There's a clip of him in there. I miss that guy, man. Fucking Schmoop, like, trolled that asshole off my show.
Who?
Schmoop.
No, trolled who off?
Oh, the one angry Jew. I don't think he's called back since Schmoop, trolled him off my show.
Victory!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss one angry Jew, but whatever.
Me too!
It's almost but if you had to choose between him calling in all the time or him never calling in, you know, it's a toss up, but I can live with not him ever calling in again, because there's one time he was so paranoid He sent me a bunch of emails saying, dude, you got to delete all my all the shows that I'm on of yours. Like, there's people stalking me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not deleting all my shows because, you know, you're in like half of them. And, he's into the Alex Jones stuff. He's just a little bit too paranoid, but whatever. It's the internet.
Why?
Because, I don't know, he's a filthy Jew.
Okay.
You're going to be in hot water again, Vince.
Why?
Making anti-Semitic remarks.
Filthy Jew?
Again.
As opposed to...
Wasn't it like a month ago you're in hot water for this shit?
Hey, let me qualify that. I said filthy Jew as in our clean...
As in all of them!
No, as in there are clean Jews that's not directed at. There's plenty of cool Jews, man.
You're going to have to wipe us all off this show now, Vince.
No, dude, I'm going to have to wipe the shit off, man. I love Jews. I've made love to Jews. I have no problem with Jews. It's just...
There's a Vince in the Bay hates Jews and bacon.
It's the...
Seriously, Vince, what does the filthy Jews do to you?
Yeah.
What haven't they done? All of us. I have documents. Look, I have documents, all right? It's all DNAC documents that have been declassified. It's all in there.
Run, dude!
We have FBI reports from 1987 that verify everything.
It's logged.
We have chat logs. You don't have
public chat room.
Public chat. Vince, check the chat room.
We have
who the fuck hears public chat log? Who hears the public chat log?
People shut up.
Rep Dan just said he made love to a black Jew. Just saying.
Guys, I have to guys. Listen, that's very nice, but guys. You know what makes me
is
bad?
Is that a bad thing?
When people...
Don't hate me for that.
Public! Don't fucking rock!
Hang on a second. Go ahead, Schmoke, or whoever.
What?
It makes me mad when people go, public! Fucking rock! Public! Fuck!
Public logs, folks. A public service announcement from...
What?
Russell. Oh my God! Wait, you know, left to go, kids. Hang in there.
It's recording.
I say you just pull the plug now, Vince.
No! Shut up!
This is quality airtime. I mean, this is fantastic.
This is the bonus track.
Yeah, he really needs the filthy juice.
This is the secret track, the filthy Jew track.
What?
Okay, you know what? That's it.
What?
All right. Oh, so much better. Everybody has been muted. We just all close our eyes, relax, forget about all the hate, pent up energy, loosen your neck muscles, maybe work your shoulder muscles, take in deep breaths. We have 15 minutes left to do some quality radio, okay? I want everybody to just sort of decompress for a second. Because I swear to God, you have nothing to fear from me. Remember, you have nothing. Vincent the Bay always loves you. And Everybody, you have nothing to fear from me. Except a sword fight.
A what?
Wow, you're fast. You're fast with the with your blade there. What?
Who?
What?
Yes.
Are you trying to challenge me? What?
No.
Are you trying to challenge my authority?
No. Really?
I wish we could take more calls. This is what it's come to, man.
What?
Hammurabi's Code, what do you think?
About what?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mick from Toronto, what do you think?
Well, I think since the addition of what, this has really taken off.
Yeah, we've hit a whole new level. What do you think, Rep Dan?
Well, whatever you guys think, I'm down for chatting. A little off the rails there earlier with the what?
Rails.
You know, no, we're asking you, Rep Dan, man. What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? All right. How about this gun control thing?
The what?
Are we down with that?
No.
I think it's a bit too late in the show for.
Yeah,
a little too
deep in that. Well, essentially, I would say that. Well, thanks for hosting the show and having a forum for conversation, as silly as it may be at times. But
what?
Allow me to come on and to be abused.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello? What?
I think he ended on, thanks for giving me a place to come on and be abused.
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know. I figured you were going to tell another story about another amendment.
Well, how many amendments are there, Dan?
It's a little too in-depth for what we're going for.
How many amendments are there?
Let's talk about something interesting, perhaps. I don't know. I just start getting into a train of thought, and then I hear, whoop.
Let's just talk about Jews, then.
Fuck Israel!
Jesus loves me, this I know.
No, he doesn't.
That's all I've got right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Golf clap.
What?
Yeah.
Okay!
Hey, my phone's about.
Looks like about 27 amendments.
The 37th?
With 6 more unratified amendments.
The what?
So there's 27.
What?
Yeah.
27.
Hey,
which
freedom to get hopped up on Mountain Dew?
That would be
24. That has to do with. The 27th is has to do with the ratification of manufacturer's sale or transportation of intoxicating liquors within the importation thereof or the exportation thereof from the U.S. The 27th was into it liquor.
What?
I think it's a bit of a stretch to start talking, saying that the
amendment. So, wait, hang on, Sicko. Sorry to interrupt.
You said that's the 27th?
I was just in the green room with Von Rage. We just had some amazing. We basically made love.
It was fast.
Yeah, it was
disgusting.
Audio lovemaking. I can't. There's no other way I could. It's just
that was quick, perfect. Vince.
That was a quickie.
Yeah.
But it was
I'm not hot too
and, proud. And it was hot and passionate, and
what?
You know to the point. But while we were doing that, pulling that quickie, what did we miss?
Hey, Dan, did you know that was the 7th Amendment? Because that's not the 27th Amendment, bro.
You know what?
Yeah,
you
we were asking how many amendments there are.
Take the 75th amendment, shove it up your ass, and
that's my favorite one. I want to know what Dan's fascination with Mountain Dew is. Does he?
Once you get to D.C., you have to go to your local person's office, and he has to give you a Blumpkin while you shit out the Mountain Dew.
I just imagine Dan, Rep Dan.
I hear voices, and then I hear bloop, bloop. What?
No, you're just hearing things, Dan.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So there's actually nobody going bloop. Nobody saying
I don't know.
I don't hear that.
Hear what?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It might be feedback. It might be some feedback or something.
What?
Yeah. Where's he calling in from? Rhode Island?
Yeah.
What was your question again?
It might be.
Yeah,
it's got to
be feedback from. It's got to be feedback from Rhode Island then.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, that was a great show. Oh yeah. What's your question?
What?
Oh boy!
Sorry,
and then BTR is going to kick off.
God damn! Bless America, America, America,
what?
America!
Fuck yeah.
America!
Well, I guess we could go the horn. Okay, you know what? That's a timeout for what? I'm out for Hammurabi's Code. Everybody gets a timeout. Well, except for you, Von Rage. You've been a good girl. You've been a naughty girl in some ways, but you've been a good girl overall. Okay, so Anon Sicko, final thoughts.
Nah, everybody just have a great day. Talk to you next time.
That's it. You don't have anything to plug. You don't. That's all you got. You have nothing. No material. Just good night.
Good night.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming, man. It's been a great week basically co-hosting with you, essentially.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being sidekicko this week. It was fun.
It definitely was.
And speaking of my sidekicko for Tuesday night was Von Rage. Von Rage, any final thoughts before we take off?
You know, I actually did have some legitimate thoughts and stuff that I wanted to talk to you about, but now the only thing in my head is the screeching, what?
What are you talking about? Are you getting the same feedback that Rep Dan's getting?
He's hacked everything.
Yeah. No, I think it's Russell Wig. They know how to. They found the exploit, the zero day, whatever they call it, to get into my switchboard. So he'll just he can probably if he wanted to, he could unmute himself.
By the way, apparently Dougie Doug has hacked my bra.
See what he just did? He's fucking. Oh my god! He just fucking came into my switch and unmuted himself. This is fucking. This is insane.
Vince, I have a confession.
What's that?
I'm actually Ron Brynn, you prick. How are you?
Oh, Ron Breinert, what's up, dude? What's on your mind?
Not much, you prick. How you doing?
Oh, I'm going to be doing so much better in about 4 minutes when the show ends. We're doing final thoughts here, Ron. What's on your mind tonight as we go into the... Are you fapping there, Ron? What are you doing?
No, I'm not fapping. I'm just, just playing my phone, you know.
Are you still getting your crack from Schmoop?
Yeah, I'm still getting my crack from Schmoop. You know, we're a lot happier now, you know. Schmoop's gone, though, you know. We're wondering where the fuck he went, you know. So I'm starting to use Danny as a crack dealer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Danny, yeah. Danny's got good stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the fuck Schmoop went. Dude was, like, going on vacation. Right now he's in the Cayman Islands with Tupac and Biggie and fucking, like, Lee Harvey Oswald and all them people and shit. I mean, I heard he's there with fucking, what's her face, too, Amelia Earhart. Fucking, they're all, like, sitting there and smoking Cubans and shit, you know what I'm saying? Fucking prick.
Right on.
Okay, did you say you wanted my final thoughts?
Yeah, go ahead. Final thoughts. Go ahead.
What?
Perfect. Appreciate the call. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
Nice little overtime you had yourself here, Vince. You proud of yourself?
Yeah. I'm glad I did it.
Good. Except for the first, 7 minutes where it was you and Ghost, and he was just coughing, and you were rambling for 7 minutes.
You're such a complainer, dude. Nick from Toronto, final thoughts.
Yeah, cool show, man. Thanks to what for adding another dimension to this, whatever you want to call it. Oh, and hockey starts tomorrow. I know you guys don't give a shit about that, but I'm pretty pumped.
Shit.
And to Mountain Dew and milk bags. That's it.
Well, 13th Amendment.
All the amendments, dude.
Yeah, and to all the amendments. And
dude, Caddy Idiot is saying he's nominating tonight for 2013's best VTIV show from start to finish, including overtime. No way, dude.
No way. The boot.
You're in crack, dude.
No, it's a pretty big call there.
Hey, you know what? To pledge your support for my show, you should vote for me on the shorties. So everybody put pressure on Spyco to create some sock accounts to jack up my numbers on the shorties. It's shortyawards.com/Vince in the Bay. Vote for me if you haven't already voted for me. Jackal's got a lot of socks. Yeah, I should ask him too. Rip Dan, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, one final thought, I guess, this evening. Thanks for having me on, and it's been entertaining. The fucking individual that was going, what, for the past hour or so was a complete fucking annoyance. I attempted to strangle myself 3 or 4 times during that, unsuccessfully. But at any rate, I will vote for you, the shorties, if you promise to not have that fucking douchebag fuck knock, whatever it was, on again. Thank you.
What?
God bless.
That's the one, God damn it. But,
what are you talking about, dude? Again, I think you're getting some sort of feedback. I apologize.
Maybe it's massive, a hack of fucking epic proportions. Maybe it's something in my head, and I'll perhaps have to deal with that myself. But thank you so much. God bless. No! Good night!
Good night.